You're now tuned into the Fully Booked Podcast with Mace, French, and Pox. Enjoy the listen. Where to go? Tell me where to go. Use my inner voice. Tell me where to go. Tell me where to go. Leaders are the ones who are willing to give up something of their own for us. Their time, their money, their energy, maybe even the food off their plate. When it matters, leaders eat last. And that's on page 89. All the perks, all the benefits and advantages you get for the rank position you hold, they aren't meant for you. They are meant for the role you fill. And when you leave the role, which you eventually will, they will give the ceramic cup to the person who replaces you. Because you only ever deserve the styrofoam cup. That's on page 85. All right, so our motivation is determined by the chemical incentives inside every one of us. Any motivation we have is a function of our desire to repeat behaviours that make feel good or avoid stress or pain. The only thing we can do is create environments in which the right chemicals are released for the right reasons. And if we get the environment right, if we create organization cultures that work to the natural inclinations of the human animal, the result will be an entire group of self-motivated people. That's on page 88. How does your environment at home differ from that at work?
Good question. I thought that too. How does it differ?
Should I start?
Yeah, yes, please.
I think my environment at home, it depends on what day, but... There's differences, but the key thing for me is, and that sounds mad, but I feel I can be myself at home. Okay. I can relax. I can actually have an open conversation. With the work environment, at times it can feel like a little bit on edge, tense. I don't get that at home. It doesn't feel on edge or tense unless there's been some kind of disagreement about something. But it's a different type of edge and tense and tenseness. Because the work on edge and tense is the fear of I'm not good enough, so they'll relieve me of my duties, or the fear of the sack, the fear of we no longer need you. That's the main fear, or the fear that actually not found out, but someone's gonna point blame at you or something like that. It's a different type of I don't have that at home. It's a different type of environment at home in that it's more of an open environment. I can truly be myself at home. It's not an act. I know it sounds mad because I don't think people from work listen, but if they do, it's an act at times.
It's a mask.
Yeah. So
I was going to ask, follow up just as you was talking. You're saying that you kind of have that fear. Is that on a daily basis you go into work with a kind of fear of messing up or like doing the wrong thing or having an accident?
It's almost like it's not like I wake up, I start and I'm like, shit, what might happen? But it's just in the background. It's always in the background.
So see what is that? Yeah. What the author's trying to allude to is about the environments of your workplace. I was going to ask, do they, obviously I'm not privy to your work environment, but is it not like a space where they encourage you to, obviously, I wouldn't say your job role, you can be creative in it, or the industry, you can be creative, but be able to enter a solution with a bit of creativity without the knowledge that if it does mess up, the stakes are so high that it may just get on top.
Do you know what it is? And I think other chaps going to go into this, but it's the way, see how times have changed in that my role is predominantly home-based, as is many others that work with me. So you very much feel secluded, isolated, not part of a team at times, just because you don't have that social gathering, that social interaction on a daily basis that can make you feel part of a family.
Yeah, no, when you're across the desk from someone, then it's like, you can have banter in between calls.
Yeah, you get to know the little isms and schisms and whatnot. You don't get that on a quick Teams chat. So what it is that my kind of lines of communication is very minimal. One, two people that I'll probably speak to on a weekly basis, if that. So it's very, so you almost, you do feel almost alone in the woods as such. And as such, you kind of, you don't, you'll get your, there is this kind of overarching, we want you to be yourself, we want you to be the best you can be, we want you to come with solutions. But the way where I work, the way it is really, is everyone's in survival mode, whether they want to admit or not. That's how everyone is where I work.
Well, from top to bottom. Pause.
I would say, and remember, because my lines of communication are very limited or minimal. Mm. So the kind of conversation, dialogue that I'm engaging and having with people, that's the emphasis I get. Mm. If I was, I'll bring it back to this kind of in the office environment, maybe if I was around other people from different departments or directors of the business and having different interaction, it might be the case that actually that's just the people that I tend to speak to that have this same trail of thought. Because the other thing is they'll...
Okay.
That's, so, you know, we always... You know what I mean? So, like, it could be that, but as... Yeah. From the communication I have, and it's a limited pool that I have regular communication with, it's definitely that there is, we're in survival mode, and just kind of do what you have to do, make sure you do a good job to survive.
So it sounds like it's almost like, all right, let me just keep my head down, nose clean, and toe the line sort of thing, because
yeah,
if I put a foot wrong, then
yeah,
I'll be the first one to go, kind of thing.
I'll be looked at. Yeah. But there's this emphasis. What's crazy is that this financial year, there is actually something, there's now an emphasis on what's called continuous improvement in my workplace. And it's about, basically, there's been a number of key headings drawn up. They want every single person to sign up to two or three of them and put their heads above the parapets and come up with solutions and ways to help the business work better. So there is this notion now that actually we want you to do more than just kind of get on with the job, keep your head down, keep your nose clean. We actually want you to come up with ways to make it a better place to work. But once again, that could be a
setup,
not a setup as such, but it could be a look at what we're doing as a business kind of thing. Do you know what I'm saying? To that outside world.
Okay.
So yeah, I've said a lot already, but yeah. So home life, work life, it differs because I can definitely be my true self at home. Whereas at work, I have to be in work mode. Or I feel the need to be in work mode. Don't get too comfortable. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's mad because the environment's the same in that I'm at home when I'm working. Mm. So if it was me out somewhere, out in the office, then I could give a bit more of a different response. But my environment's the same. It's just my mentality and the way I move, having a conversation. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You present yourself in a different way.
Yeah.
But I guess you have to in the professional environment, because if you become too, I don't want to say lackadaisical, but too, not even friendly, but, you know, it's just like you're too laid back with it. You're too, like, there's no sort of boundaries.
Mm.
And it's almost like, are you going to get the best out of the employee sort of thing? I don't know. That just could be the notion of why it is the way it is.
To be fair, I think May said a lot, to be fair. And I guess with that, I think you asked a question which I was going to ask as well, which was in regards to, I didn't realize the work environment was that tense at the moment where people may feel that their job, I'm not saying you said that, but your job might potentially be on the line. Do you know what I mean? That people are...
I'm gonna add to that it might not be... A, it might be everyone's work environment.
Mm-hmm.
And B, it's this particular... It's not my work environment everywhere I've worked. And the type of environment or organisation I work for is slightly different to where I've worked before.
Yeah, okay. And that
it's private.
Okay, cool. I understand that. Again, that makes a difference. I guess with myself, actually... it depends, like, I don't want to say week on week, but like I said on the way up that, I didn't want to go to work tomorrow, but I think some of the caveats I was thinking is, how can I make tomorrow enjoyable? As in, like, is there something that I can do to entertain myself? So within the car, yes, there are conversations in which I'm not going to, there's probably a limitation sometimes to which I will not have a conversation, but in terms of subject matters that I'll go into with riders as such. But generally speaking, I feel quite comfortable in the car in that we can have a varying degree of conversation. Do you know what I'm saying? So when I'm speaking with Leon, like every Wednesday, the type of interactions in my car generally, I think he would say, differs from his. Obviously, I've got the cue cards in my car and all that type of stuff, so it encourages conversation. But I think the cards encourages conversation, but it puts me in control in some respect as to I'm free and quite comfortable to have conversation. And likewise, I'm quite comfortable with you having time to yourself or what have you. Do you know what I'm saying? Difference at home. I'll be honest, when I'm at home, and this is probably something that I need to improve, and I thought about it, I thought it before this very briefly. When I'm at home, there's always a lot to do. So like, whether it's, so I mentioned it, like it's almost like I've got schedule when I want a bit of chill, do some bits and bobs and stuff like that. And I'll say home has been a bit busy over the past 3-4 weeks. And obviously I've been away a couple of times, but like I've not felt I've had an opportunity to be chill at home. Do you know what I'm saying? So home has felt intense. Do you know what I mean? A bit intense. I can imagine you probably flip them on their heads given certain times of the year and stuff like that. But like, it's not a massive, of course there's a difference, but there's not like a massive deal between the two at the moment, because work's a bit intense and home can be intense because I don't get the time to myself to be myself. Do you know what I'm saying?
So where would you say that you feel most like yourself?
I have to say home, do you know what I mean? But I haven't felt myself in a while because everything has been quite quick. Boom, 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 boom. Do you know what I mean? Which is why I've like at times, like as you would know, like I'm, this year I've tried to trial going to work 3 days, if not 4 days a week. Do you know what I mean? And in so, like, was I off Saturday? No, I wasn't off Saturday. So Sunday's off, but Sunday's a busy day. Boxing, me and Oscar, and usually the other bit. By the time I get home, I need to eat. Do you know what I mean? Then just shower. Do you know what I mean? Or vibe, you know what I mean? Or I'm thinking about this, thinking about that. But it could be like 5 by the time I really, 5-6 by the time I'm actually settled. Do you know what I mean? So that's a day off, and I've not really had the day to myself. Do you know what I mean? So Monday, if possible, can I chill? Do you know what I mean? And then Tuesday, I can probably be myself, but tomorrow I might go to work. Do you know what I mean? So I've not really had the opportunity to be myself. Do you know what I'm saying? Or have any real peace. What I regard as peace, and then I go to work. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and then you're just catching up with yourself, and just back on that cycle. Do you know what I'm saying? Not to say that I don't have good moments, but I don't feel I get an opportunity to probably be myself. So like, even Saturday, we're talking about going out for drinking or that type of stuff. Saturday gone, that was an opportunity to kind of like come down. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, yo, weather's kind of nice. You know, do you know, a couple of girls about this, down the third, or even forget girls. Like the weather was nice. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nice girls.
Yeah, plays a part. But it was a nice evening to be about. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's an opportunity to be yourself. Do you know what I mean? But I'm trying to think. Like, obviously, I was away only like a week or 2 weeks ago. But I'm trying to think. Apart from that, I can't feel of an opportunity. Boxing, you're yourself, all that type of stuff. But yeah, home is the answer.
Mm. But in terms of like creating your environment, so how do you create your environment at work, and how do you create your environment at home, and how do they differ? Is there a big difference, or do you create your work environment so you can feel as, maybe not necessarily at peace, but to some degree you feel comfortable or comfort?
I mean, it's quite simple really, as in like generally I flick between either TalkSport, rarely LBC, but I used to quite a bit between the two. And I have something like some music, sometimes music on a Saturday or Sunday, play music, or Friday evening. About a podcast or something in my ear, so I'm listening to something and I feel entertained or enthused, you know what I mean? And then when a rider wants to chat, then I'm taking it, yeah, we can have a chat and we can laugh and joke and just talk about bits and bobs, or like you just reason with people, do you know what I mean? I'm trying to think of like conversations that I've had like in recent times, you know? I don't know, like I remember talking to a girl probably like 2-3 weeks ago or something like that anyway, and she had a wedding it was raining, so we're talking about weddings. And she goes, yeah, like, well, she didn't say it per se, but like, I forget the whole entire conversation, but it was a case of like, she was in a long-term relationship and people thought she would be the girl who was going to get married to what would be this person. Do you know what I mean? And she was saying like, no, like life changes, you know what I'm saying? And the pandemic showed that for her as to actually me and this person don't want the same things. And after the pandemic, she wanted to be out and be a social flower. I forget what the, thank you, a butterfly. Whereas he was still quite comfortable being at home. And not that there was a resentment, but it was like, she felt uncomfortable going out because he wanted to be at home. Do you know what I mean? Whereas she wanted to be outside. I've been cooped up for 2 years. You know what I mean? Or whatever. I want to be outside. I want to be outside. You know what I mean? So she wants to be outside. Not that she's like doing something with anyone, but I want to be outside with my friends. You know what I mean? And yeah, just realized actually we're two different. We're different. You want this. I want that. And then she said that he went away for work, and she actually, I'm quite glad he's gone away. Like, do you know what I mean? I can go outside. Do you know what I mean? And she wanted to know. She didn't know, but thought it'd be interesting. When he comes back, how would I feel? Do you know what I mean? And actually, I wanted to be outside. Or I, not that she was sad he came back, but you get those, do you know what I mean? And then she kind of thought, okay, this is the beginning of the end. And then eventually they broke up. And then we end up talking about, I think she saw a picture of him in a relationship or with someone. And I asked, how did that make you feel? And she was like, actually, like, I didn't feel a way. Like, it looked weird to me, but like, I was like, nah, cool, like, cool for him. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't a big deal for me. Do you know what I mean? There's other bits and pieces in there, but like, yeah, those conversations, it allows me to, like, your reason, like, yeah, we all go through shit. Do you know what I mean? And people just give their perspectives and stuff. Do you know what I mean? That's the reason why I like what I do, because people say things which make me think, okay, cool, I didn't really think about that, or da da da. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, and home. Sorry, like, how do I make home? Again, it's about being organized. I have to be organized. I'm not organized. Like, I realized actually before I pitched it up, I've not been organized this over the past week or so. There's people I should have called, didn't call, which means I haven't written things down, which was obvious to me anyway. If I'm organized, then I think I can get things done. I think I have got things done, but not enough. And I think it's down to maybe just being organized or actually wanting to rest. Do you know what I mean? I've not really had an opportunity to come down, wind down, all that type of stuff. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot going on, actually. Like, I can't go into my own fucking gym. There's like, just all that nonsense. It just makes me feel erratic. I can't exercise. I'm not walking, so I ain't got time. Do you know what I mean? It just feels like all up in the air. Do you know what I mean?
My environment at home and work definitely differ, but at the same time, similar to yourself, mate. So I work from home at times as well, like when I'm doing admin stuff and whatever and whatnot. But more often than not, I'm out on the road by myself, then I'm at home by myself. And that's not to make me sound sad. But I genuinely, like, I'm cool with, like, my own company and stuff like that. So it's not really an issue. But for me at home, it's sanctuary. Like, I'm away from clients, I'm away from just people in general. I've got my music, got my whatever I need at home, whatever I need, whether it's my books, reading, colouring, or the TV, or do you know what I mean? Like, I've created an environment where I can just decompress when I get in. So it's definitely different. But then at the same time, when I'm on the computer, I've got a part of my place where I just sit on the computer at the table, get the work done. But I know once I come out of that transition, I'll go to the sofa or something like that. And that's like I'm out of the office, so to speak. So now I can relax and have a different mindset or a different game face, so to speak. So, I think creating your own environment is definitely important. Even when I'm at work and I'm in the van or whatever, I love my... Yeah, more often than not, I'm listening to podcasts, and that definitely is like a go-to. It helps, whether it's a comedy podcast or an informational one, like on finance or whatever it may be. So yeah, no, I definitely have differences, and for me, there is a clear difference. Last part before we move on to the next chapter. The goal of any leader is to find balance. And it's on page 88. Do you know what? I don't know if you lot have listened to it, but there's a podcast with, I believe it's Stephen Bartlett. And it's the guy that done Represent, the label, clothing label Represent.
I haven't watched this.
Okay, yeah, but basically, I haven't listened to it yet, but the title says something about the myth of the work-life balance, but I haven't listen to it, so Yeah, so that would have been a good one to
do. You know, actually,
further.
That's a little bit interesting because I was thinking about something very similar. My mind's all over the place at times. All right, so you said something about you take you can move from one place to another, and there's a difference between being at work and relaxing at home. Yeah. Whereas I was thinking, I don't have that. All right, me personally, and maybe that might be something I need to work on. And sometimes it all just meshes into one. So, so I was chatting with chatting with E on the phone today, all right? And Emily, I was chatting with Emily on the phone. Oh. All right. So, and...
I don't know your pet name, sorry, bro.
No, I just didn't want to say her name, but I swear, yeah. So I was chatting with her on the phone. All right, chatting with her on the phone today, and she goes, see, your laptop's on your belly or whatever, do you know what I mean? Because I'm lying in my bed, your laptop's on your belly, yeah? Just like same things in which she knew because she's seen me in that state before. Your laptop's on your belly. I don't know, this, that, and the third. Just talking rubbish, all right? But jokey rubbish. And I guess what I'm saying is... and I guess it all just rolls into one. So I can do my work from there. I can watch... I don't know, using my Channel 4 stuff. There's no difference between whether I'm working or whether I'm chilled. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't have that. Do you know what I mean? In some respect, do you know what I mean? Which is, you know, I would like to in some respect have that. I was going to say something, but at the same time, that's it. The work life balance. I don't know if that exists. I mean, no, I'm not saying you can't have fun. I think you definitely can have fun, and I'm trying to work and understand. Like, if you have a business, is there a work-life balance? And I came to the conclusion that, well, if I'm working on my business, just say for 8-9 hours a day, all right, and in comparison to the person who went to work for a day, all right, well, we've done the same work. You see what I'm saying? But, like, sometimes the person who's worked on his business or is always on the go can be accused, I'm not trying to make a negative connotation, can be accused of never switching off.
That's very true.
You know, that does happen. You don't switch off. But what I'm saying is like, actually, I'm trying to find a reason or rationale for it. I'm trying to say they're both the same in some respect. They're not, all right?
They're not.
Which is why I'm talking about the work-life balance is a myth.
Yeah, as I said, I already saw the title of the podcast, so I don't know. But coming from, I wouldn't call myself an entrepreneur, even though someone else would, but I just wouldn't call myself one.
Do you know, like... go on, sorry.
But yeah, I lost my point. Oh, I was going to say, you're always working to some degree, like when you own your own business. Mm. And there will be balance, but the balance could be 80-20. It's just depending on what kind of balance you're looking for. It could be 90-10 or it can be, but it won't be 50%
that's no
work, 50% play. Like, there's going to be one of the other. And it doesn't mean that's necessarily the case with someone that does a 9-to-5, because as we know, some people, like yourself, mates, will take their work home after work and still be putting in the grind, you know what I mean? So that's not an equal balance, but to a degree, there's a balance. Because on the weekends when you do have a day off and you do shut off, and that could be the 20%, do you know what I mean? So the work-life balance, to a degree, is a myth, but it depends on the percentage that you're looking for.
Because I do believe it is a myth, but I think, not that I'm trying to dispel anything, is I feel if you, I think the balance can be had is, it's almost like, okay, so I'm talking about going to Ghana, moving to Ghana, et cetera, et cetera. And in my mind today, I was thinking to myself, how can I make this fun? Do you know what I mean? Yes, you're going there to do X, Y, Z, but how can you make it fun?
What, the move?
Yeah, or like, oh, perfect.
The process to move and everything.
Yeah, that's what I kind of meant. But I mean, like on a day-to-day or month, day, weekly, and month, on a month basis. But actually, a good example would be me going to the Costa Brava. I went there to do work. Actually, I did a lot of traveling, moved around, et cetera, et cetera. Had a good time. Yes, it was very tiring, but I had a good time. Mm-hmm. Watched some football and went to some lovely coastal towns. Do you know what I mean? On the Costa Brava. Like, what else can... But if this is work, then give me more. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I would happily do that. Do you know what I'm saying? And I guess what I was doing, or why I went over there to watch football, etc. People would kill to do in some respect, or happily swap places with me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So I can accept that balance. Do you know what I mean? Despite the fact, yes, at some point it gets tiring. Yeah, it gets tiring. Like anything, you know what I mean? It gets tiring. Mm-hmm. So yes, I do think it's a myth, but you can find ways to spice it up or just make it interesting. Do you know what I mean? How can you make it? Like, yeah. Yeah, like it worked for me. Do you know what I mean? And that, like, I lived in Barcelona before. There were a number of different things I wanted to tick off in terms of seeing a lot of towns on the coast and stuff like that. I've virtually ticked off everything I ever wanted to do in Barcelona. There's literally like one or two, and those things are not even that big. I mean, like, who cares if I don't?
Cool. That sounds good. Before we move on to the next part, is there anything anyone else wanted to mention? Not from any questions?
I don't think so. Not from chapter 9.
All right, part 3, reality, chapter 9. The courage to do the right thing.
Chapter 9 or 10 now?
No, 9. That was the end of chapter 8.
Oh, I'm going mad, sorry.
No, cool. Chapter 9, the courage to do the right thing. Know when to break the rules. We don't just trust people to obey the rules. We also trust that they know when to break them. The rules are there for normal operations. The rules are designed to avoid danger and help ensure that things go smoothly. And though there are guidelines for how to deal with emergencies, at the end of the day, we trust the expertise of a special few people to know when to break the rules. That's on page 91. What's your view on rules, and can everyone and anyone break them?
I don't know how I feel about rules, honestly. I don't know if I've got worse or a bit of a rebel. I'm sorry, rebel. A bit of a rebellion as I've got older, but... I don't know, it's like, do you know, I don't even know what to think of rules. I was actually going to use a poor analogy as to the white lines on what will be a court or a pitch. If I can get away with, I don't know, the ball going over and I can bring it back in, then by all means I will do so, do you know what I mean? Or, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
I think we could have a half an hour topic on rules. And no, I'm being dead serious, because you have to go into who wrote these rules? Why were they created? Why have they been written for us? Because, and who do they serve best? What's the purpose they serve ultimately? You got to think, right? Like, so there is, for rules and regulations, ultimately are there to keep people in line, in some type of line, in check. Because otherwise, without rules and regulations, there'll possibly very likely be anarchy, chaos, free for all, that type of thing, right? Yeah. People are always going to break the rules. But I'll give you a prime example. You go in, if there was no rule on thieving, stealing, yeah? You just walk into any supermarket, any Gucci shop, any clothing shop, take what you want.
Ain't they doing that at the moment, though?
No rules. And then, get me, some Chappelle skit shit.
They're half doing that right now.
That's what I'm saying. And that's with rules in place.
This is what I'm saying.
Do you get what I'm saying? So imagine there's no rules. They'll just be, fancy a bottle of Cristal. Give me 5 minutes. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, so that's why they're there. But then at the same time, you've got those who sit closest in power to those who make the rules, doing things. It's almost like when the rules are being written, those around that circle, or those writing the rules, or those contributing to the rule making, there's always, they're also navigating. How can we get route? Like when it's like when they write them, always put a little loophole, a little back door to how we can get around it. Mm. Don't make it so clear and obvious, but this is how we can get around it. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So rules, I feel like there's positives and negatives. And I think I've said it before, but if you can navigate your way around rules, you're not killing no one out here or whatever. Listen, because if you follow the rules down to a T, you're just going to, it's impossible to strive, in my opinion. It's very unlikely. It's very difficult to strive in life if you're just going to be that law-abiding rule,
I mean, I agree with you.
Live and die by
hard rules.
Do you
want to give an example? Do you have an example? I mean, of something in which... Well, yeah, do you have an example?
You hear these stories... Okay, you hear these stories all the time. Let's just give an example, like a Francis Ngannou. So wasn't he an illegal immigrant? If I made that up,
yeah.
So I'm sure there was a rule. He's illegal, so the rule was he shouldn't have been. Was it France or England? I can't remember. France. Yeah, sorry. So he shouldn't have been in France, right? Whether it was him, like he traveled by himself, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So he broke a rule to get to France. 10, 15, 20 years later, I don't know how many years it is, 15, whatever it is. No one, like, he's broken a rule, but he's got to where he's got to. If he never broke that rule, he would just be another number, wherever in Cameroon, just slaving away, not striving, not going for, because, and then just because, yeah, I follow the rules. I, you know what I mean? I live by the rules. That's just one small, that's just come to the top of my head, but there's loads of examples. There's loads of examples where you just follow the rules. It's very difficult to, remember, a lot of people are born into, we're not born with silver spoons or into wealth, and even those with that, they know how to get around the rules. There's rules in place, but they will get around it. They have offshore accounts. They, you know, they do a charitable cause, which means offsets their tax by X amount. All these things, they know how to get around these rules. Why don't they follow the rules and pay the amount of tax they're supposed to pay? Or, do you know what I'm saying? Or, I don't know what else they're supposed to be doing, but they know how to get around it. So everyone's out here, I'm not going to say breaking, but they're definitely trying to swerve around the rules that are out there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yep. No.
And I think for me, a lot of rules are in place. So for instance, I don't know, speed limits. So everywhere in Ealing's are 20 mile per hour. Now, most of us don't drive that. We can be dead honest here, right? We're not driving instructors.
I drive at 20. No,
oh, for fuck. Yeah. Most of us, we'll drive at like a 30. Let's say we drive at a 30. You're not going to be able to go. Most days the roads are jammed anyway. You can't go any faster. But let's say we drive at 30. The reason the rules in place is because that it's meant to be 20 is because you have an accident, you knock someone over, you were doing 28 or 30. Mm. There's a rule in place to say, well, you know the rule, you should be doing 20, so we're going to do X, Y, Z, you're going to prison, whatever. Or the police stop you doing 30, you're supposed to be doing 20. When no one's looking, you're going to do that 30, but the rule's in place just so that if for instance that rule wasn't there and you was doing a 30, you couldn't be penalised or punished, and there's nothing to keep you in the back of your mind knowing you should be doing that 20. It's like the rules are in place so that if we need to use this rule, we can. Almost like that. Like there's a process. There's a written description of what you can and can't be doing. I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, you're making a lot of sense.
Like, that's why you have these things in place. It's almost like, not to say you're going to break them, but it's there so that we can always go, like if something did happen, we can point to the book and say, see it there? We told you, or you knew about that, or it's been explained somewhere.
Yeah, but you say that, and the reason why I brought this up or even these questions, because it makes the point of saying, at the end of the day, we trust the expertise of a special few people to know when to break the rules. So if we take it back 4 years ago when we had the pandemic, we was all told to stay inside, right?
Yeah.
We can't have parties and all that, right?
Yeah.
But yet the people that told us to not do these things were doing up.
Parties themselves.
They're doing up show.
Yeah, all go on. All that, do you know what I mean?
So are they the only few special people that should be bending these rules? Because it's like, as they very blatantly did a one rule for us and another rule for you.
Mm.
So it's like, why can't everyone just be breaking the rules and laws and stuff like that? If that's the case, if those that are making them are, as you said, they're finding loopholes to get around them, then when shit hits the fan and we find out, he's not getting in trouble. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's true. It's the way society is. It's like, as in, it's just the way things have been set up. It's those that are close to the people who make the rules, or those making the rules.
Yeah.
Like, this is for you. This is, how can I put it? This is the rule in place. That's why I say, like, rules are there to kind of, I don't want to use the word broken, but to bend round, because it's just so that, but then if you get caught having your party, it's so that someone can point back to a rule and say, there's the rule.
Yeah.
But it's almost like, if you want to do your thing, but that's the rule if we do catch you. Do you get what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I totally understand you. Do you know what I mean? Because you gave an example of someone who wrote an article and you were talking about the council home and stuff like that. And it just made me think, like, there are now more processes in place, because we spoke about bureaucracy, like from now and 30, 40 years ago. Inso is a lot harder to get a place that quickly as opposed to back then.
Sorry. I was going to say, my view on rules is they're there to set a framework, but
good point.
There's spaces for you to bend.
Leg room.
There's pockets that you can get through. There's pockets that you can swerve those same rules, but still be within the parameter of those same rules. Mm. I don't view rules and laws as rigid, because the same people, as I said, the same people that make them will happily break them in your face and tell you that you can't break them. So we're all human. We all breathe the same air. So if you're breaking some, I'm gonna break some. We may break different ones. We may break them at different times. Mm. But at the end of the day, like, to a degree, if we was to live by, really, if everyone's already lived by the book of the land, we're all crooks.
Yeah.
To an extent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is what I say. So the framework is a key point. This is what I mean about, it's almost like there's something written here. If we catch you, that's what we're going to point to and say, you've been caught under this rule or legislation. This is what you've been caught for, and this is the rule to go with it. But outside of that, you don't get caught. It's almost like,
yeah, you got away with it. You lost it.
Yeah.